Welcome to Micro, I'm Drew Hawkins, and you're listening to a special episode that was curated by a street poet based in New Orleans that goes by the name of Cubs the Poet. Armed with just a typewriter and an open mind, Cubs generates his work through intimate conversations with his subjects, and for this show, he selected four poems that loosely revolve around the theme of parenting and childhood. I met up with Cubs at a busy neighborhood coffee shop called Congregation, where, in classic form, he wrote a brand new poem for this episode while surrounded by patrons, including Opal Doom Kitty, the black cat that serves as the shop's mascot. She's even got her own Instagram page and t-shirts for sale. So here's Cubs writing and reading his piece and introducing the show. Enjoy.
I lived a life of being a child. Now my children teach me about living, by Cubs the Poet. How we healed our parents, children in the class being taught to see class. It's apparent our parents never learned how to nurture our nature, the nature that giveth, the nature that turned scared to scarred to sacred. Our children speak with the voice of sparrows, never sparing their voice or daring their truth. We are now the guardians of this garden, a primer on being fathers to sons. We learn to balance the bridge as horizons have. It makes little sense how we become the past just to see the present of being in the presence of our babies. I lived a life of being a child. Now my children teach me about living. I'm looking forward to this series of poems about childhood and parents. So many of us learn to love ourselves, and once we become parents, it becomes apparent that there's so much more love out there to understand, to feel, to experience, to heal. I hope you all enjoy these poets and their poems. Because poetry still matters.
This first piece from Curtis Brown touches on fatherhood and is perfectly titled Little Sense. Enjoy.
Dad's straightening back pulls his angry eyes high away. Tension between our two bowed heads fills the widening gap. I want to run for freedom. I'm stuck by the long reach of his wordless threat. He exhales, deep breath. No such word as I can't. I'm confused. A word everyone says but does not exist? Please, desist. Young minds, we grow, but already know big people make little sense.
Curtis Brown is a London-based poet who is forever growing up. You can find him on Twitter and Instagram at @IamCurtisBrown. The last line of this next piece feels light as a feather, but carries so much weight. From Michelle Cristoforo, here's My Child Speaks with the Voice of a Swallow. Enjoy.
My child speaks with the voice of a swallow. High-pitched, joyful, intermittent. Sometimes no one understands his cries but me. Sometimes I only pretend to understand. My parents tell me he'll grow out of it. My friends say they haven't noticed, though they don't visit anymore. According to my brother, I need to show him who's boss. My child's voice swoops piercing and loud in the middle of the shopping centre. Passers-by chitter-chatter, offer up suggestions. Put him in the naughty cage, you need to clip his wings. Others prescribe charts or picture prompts, and telling him to shut up. Last Thursday, a stranger touched my shoulder, said I was doing a great job. My throat lumped, but I didn't smile. A kindness could be my undoing. Mostly, people just stare so that my skin grows thick as sequoia bark. My child is educated in a soundproof booth, so he doesn't disturb the other children. Even then, they can see him through the glass, shrugging and gesturing, rolling and rocking, preening his invisible feathers. At break time, he runs and runs in solitary circles, straining to beak an imaginary fly. Sometimes my child suffers night terrors. He sleep shrieks and sleep shudders and sleep scurries, eyes wide as a great horned owl's. I long to fold him under my breast, to gulp down his screams, but the books tell me only to watch, make sure he's safe. I know what people say about me, that instead of nursing him, I regurgitated worms, that his voice bursts through the boundaries I never troubled to set. That as my only child, I'm guilty of loving him too much. Sometimes I stand in the garden, look up at the night sky with my eyes wide open, invite the rain to fall into them without letting myself blink. Sometimes I wish he would fly away.
Michelle Cristoforo lives in Surrey, UK, and is the author of the novella in flash Kypris from Ad Hoc Fiction in 2021. You can find her on Twitter at M.A. Cristoforo or on her website at michellecristoforo.co.uk. This next piece really nails the theme of the episode. In the end, sometimes it really is just about getting through the day. It's called About Having Children, and it comes to us from Guillermo Robolo Gil. Enjoy.
That thing that Ha said, that so long as you make it through the day, it's not like the boy has to be in every poem per se. It's that poems cannot begin without, are not even imaginable, until I bring to mind what he said this morning about me smelling of socks and squash, and isn't it sad, yes, that I'll never grow small enough to fit under anything anymore, always having to wait at one end or the other, holding up a clean shirt for him to put on so we can leave, please. And all the while I'm saying to myself, I should just write the poem in my head without him noticing I've escaped. And so Haas comes up. The idea, for example, that the parent you are erases the luminous clarity of the poet you are too, are not, are too. Or the notion that so long as I make it through the day without crushing his tiny fingers on the car door, I should be thankful for the true at first sight meaning of my life, which I am, as I stand here, a permanent escapee from whatever other life the poet in me could have foreseen.
Guillermo Robolo Gil writes, teaches, translates, and belongs to / with Lucas Imar and Ariadne Michel. Our final piece is a raw and wrenching exploration of motherhood. From Laura Besley, it's called Nature Giveth. Enjoy.
When mothers can no longer feed their young, chubby clouds burst, thick milk spilling out. Children lap at puddles while men fill cartons and fridges, puffing contented gusts of relief. Wispy mothers remain lullaby still. On and on it falls, streets and fields bathed creamy white. Children muddy the milk and lovelorn wellies, and the men, no longer worried for their starving children, let the richness slip into the gutter. The mothers, grown strong and stable on surplus time, open curtains on the first day of summer, look at the sky, the tight, tear-stained blue, not a cloud in sight, and scream.
Laura Besley writes short fiction and dreams of living by the sea. You can find her on Twitter at Laura Besley. Micro is edited by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by myself, Drew Hawkins. Kirsten Renault runs our interview series, and Maymay Kaufman is the queen of all of our social media. Our theme song is by the great Matt Ordez. A huge thanks to Cubs the Poet for curating this episode, and I highly encourage you all to check out his incredible work, especially his new painting series called Poetrits, where he blends poetry and portraits. You can find him on Instagram at Cubs the Poet. We've got a full transcript of the show on our website at micropodcast.org, and if you need subtitles, check out our YouTube page. We've got links to that on our website as well. Please do subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave us a review. It's really helpful. More people can find the show more easily, and that means that more people can hear the great poets and writers that we feature. We also super appreciate it. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.
I like that energy, Drew.
Yeah, hey, man.
This, I could work this, with you, Drew.
This unfolded better than I could have pictured because it's so perfect. Mm. It's what you do. Mm. I like the background noise. I like that we've got a composed poem of the poem. It's really, I can't think of a better way to have done it with you specifically. Mm. Perfect. Mm. Perfect. Are you cool?
Can I hear it?
Is that possible?
Yeah.